understanding. Give us utterance. Give me utterance, Lord. And give us understanding. Open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts. And let us receive from you. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
All right. So we're looking at spiritual maturity. Can you say one more time? Spiritual maturity. And are you okay, Christopher? Are you cold? Okay. So we're looking at spiritual maturity, and we started last week. I'll do a quick recap of what we spoke about last week, and then we will take it further. So we started by saying, or essentially what we were talking about last week was that maturity is not defined by, I'm not saying word for word, I'm just explaining that, you know, when we look at, we're using the church in, are we together? Are we together?
Yes, yes.
We're looking at the church in Corinth, or we're looking from the book of Corinthians, how that church, Paul described them as having all knowledge and all gifts in operation. Okay? So it was a church that had a lot of all the manifestations of the gifts were present in that church. Okay? And if you are to look at it from just the physical perspective, what you will say is that, wow, the people are very spiritual. Why? Because they are, you know, the same way some of you are scared of celeb, because, I don't know, maybe, you know, maybe, is anybody coming from White Garment Church here? Or you've seen White Garment Church when they are dancing and then some people fall under a trance, you know, they start, you know. And it's like that kind of, you know, spiritual things have this very, when we say spiritual, what we typically mean is something that is out of this world, you know, something that is catchy, is dramatic, at least in the Nigerian and African context, you know. So I was giving the example of maybe a celeb person that is falling under a trance and their eyes entering, you know, it's only white, their eyes entered, and they are maybe on the floor, you know, like, wow, this is spiritual, you know. So something like that was happening in that church, where every time they come to meet, it was a common occurrence for people to say prophesy. Are we together? It was common for maybe somebody to give a word of knowledge. You know, there's arguably nothing as impressive as a word of knowledge. You know, if somebody tells you this morning you were drinking Milo, and you put two cubes of sugar, and you know, it's a very impressive thing. Hallelujah. Abina, you know, it gives you a certain kind of rank in people's eye. You know, like, wow. You know. So while all of this was happening, and this was their daily experience in the church, you know, it was just a full, it is what you call full Pentecostal charismatism. You know, full spirit, like, you know, it was the manifestation of the spirit was so potent to the point that maybe three people can be prophesying at the same time. Now somebody is prophesying, the Lord says, another person will just carry the mic. You know, the Lord says this, the Lord says, another person there will just, you know. And I've been in a kind of church setting where that was how things used to go. everywhere as I'm teaching like this now, somebody will just start, the spirit will just hang on one person, the person will just start prophesying, you know. It's just that all those places, now them they preach heresy pass, but anyhow. So, Paul, however, in verse 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 1, he says here that, please use NLT. Dear brothers and sisters, when I was with you, I couldn't talk to you as I would to spiritual people. I had to talk as though you belonged to this world or as though you were infants in Christ. Hallelujah. So, if you look at them just in terms of the physical expression or your default cultural understanding of what spirituality is, you will say these people are spiritual. But when Paul looked at them, are we together? But when Paul looked at them and judged them and assessed them, because he lived among them initially, and when he looked at them and he assessed them, he's saying that, nah, I have to relate with you guys as if you are infants, you're small children. Okay? Why? Because what Paul did is that Paul used Christ as like the standard to judge them. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? If you use the culture to judge them, they are spiritual, meaning the traditional culture of the time. Right? But Paul used Christ as a standard. And when he compared them to the standard of Christ, he said, nah, you are infants. So what that means is that spirituality for us, hallelujah, are we together? Don't be so fixated on the word. Just understand what I'm saying. Spirituality for us, right, is based on the standard of Christ. And it is different from the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Why am I teaching this? Part of the reason why I'm teaching this is so that you can understand the importance of, first of, you know, what is spirituality? Okay? If you have a proper understanding of spirituality, then your walk with God will be fruitful because you will know the yardstick to judge yourself by. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? If your understanding of spirituality is, however, wrong, then it will affect your walk with God because you will judge yourself by the wrong measures. So you would think you are something when you are nothing. Hallelujah. There's one video I need to show you people, maybe next week. Kai, you will laugh. I'll show you that video. Don't worry, next week. It's tied to this topic, but it's also tied to women. You know, from next week, please, you ladies, invite all your female friends. We're going to be looking at women. Eh? The topic is Daughters of Zion. That's what we'll be looking at. We'll dissect women. You know. And then after that, we'll then look at Sons of Zion. You know, that's when we'll dissect men. You know. And everybody is combined, it's not separate, it's combined. You know. It's combined. So look at the women first. We'll be discussing what's When God said woman, what is he talking about? How to be a good woman? How to, you know. Those are the kind of things we'll be looking at. Because, for instance, in your time, many people think spirituality is that I'm a church girl. Hallelujah. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
It looks impressive if you are going to church all the time. Abina?
Yeah.
It looks impressive. And many people say, I'm a church girl, I'm a church girl. But, you know, some of the most crazy people I've seen in life are church girls. Huh? There's only one person I knew in life that has fought in office before. I mean, fight. And this girl is a church girl. She wears the church. She wears her Abba collection. You know, down Abba collection. She wears it, you know, I'm a proud member. Are you together? I'm a proud member. You know, she carries her church on her head. But if you touch that girl, if you go near that girl's, she will give it to you. I said the girl fought. Not once. If it's once, you know, you won't judge now because we cannot make mistake. Yeah. To the point that she had to resign because it was like, no. Like, your career here is finished. You will never be, you know. So, church girl is not spirituality. Can you tell your neighbor, church girl is not spirituality? Yeah. You know? Amen. So you need to know what is spirituality. There's a higher version. That one is for the team. You know, I won't tell you that one because it's not right to teach you that one yet. But there's one that I want to teach the team members and the leaders. What do spiritual people do? Yeah, because many people don't know what spiritual people do. Hallelujah. Are we together? For example, one of the things that spiritual people do is that spiritual people restore. Are we together? Bible says, if somebody has been overtaken with a fault, you who are spiritual, Mercy, are you with us? You who are with us, you who are spiritual, restore such a one, right? In the spirit of humility. Do you know what I'm talking about? And you're not trying to look for it. You didn't hear me. You can hardly hear me. I guess hear me well. Okay. Sorry about that. Can you increase it? Maybe it needs to hear me better. Next time, tell me you can't hear me. Yeah, next time. Don't be silent about something like that. It's your right to hear me. Hallelujah. So, spiritual people, for example, restore. They have the responsibility to restore. Don't worry, it's not for you. So, what is spirituality? So Paul had these issues with them, and he started listing out everything, right? I think it's too high. Now, one thing I want to say is that there is a time element to maturity. Let's go to Hebrews 5. Hebrews 5 from verse 11. So before we look at this, you can go to Hebrews 5 verse 11. But what we discovered, or what we were discussing last week, is that you see, the nature of spirituality, the reason why Paul, and even if you read, I give you guys an assignment, if you read it, one of the things you'll have seen is that from the beginning of the letter, Paul started complaining about their character, right? Where they had a character that was divisive, they had a character that was sectarian, you know? They were not followers of the disciples, they were fans of celebrities. Hallelujah. Are we together? Did you hear what I said?
Yes,
they were fans. They didn't behave like disciples. They behaved like fans. What are fans? Fans are people who don't really have a desire. You see, the thing about a fan is that a fan doesn't A fan worships the object of their fandom, if that makes sense. Meaning the hive, maybe if you belong to Whiskey FC, for instance, if someone belongs to Whiskey FC, what is really going on there is that Whiskey FC is Jesus. And that's who they are worshiping. Nobody will say it that way, but that's what is happening. The person, the object of the fandom is an idol. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
That person is an idol, and then that person is receiving worship. Part of the implications of that is that the fan is not, you see, the fan owns the person. So Wizkid, for instance, cannot tell his fans how to spend their money, or Wizkid cannot, that's not the kind of relationship it is that we tell you what to sing. Do you understand? So Wizkid can release a song and the people say, we don't like this song. And then he will have to change the song. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when you are a fan of, say, a pastor, what that means is that you will be the one to be telling the pastor what to tell you. You know? You'll be the one telling the pastor what to tell you. And if the pastor tells you what you don't want to hear, you will change your church. Because that's the end of your fandom. You know? But in the short term, it will look very powerful because, you know, Whiskey FC can kill you if you do anyhow. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? Meaning, it's very powerful. So it will look like you are defending your man, you know, it will gather around and it will fight, you know. So what Paul was trying to let them know was that despite the fact that they had lots of spiritual experiences, they were lacking in character. Everybody say character.
Character.
Say character.
Character.
Say it well, character.
Character.
Are you sleeping? They were lacking in character. Okay? And that's what Paul was trying to fix. That there is a godly and divine character. That should be your aim. Okay? Now, as you proceed in that journey of developing divine character, what do I mean by divine character? The character of Jesus Christ, the character of God. Okay? As you proceed in that journey of developing divine character, you will still do the prophesying. In fact, those ones will even come easier to you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's not you choose this one or this one. No, you can have everything, right? It's just that what should lead you is not, for example, picking microphone to be praying, blah, 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 you know, right? It should be character. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right? So you shouldn't just be known for being a powerful prayer warrior. Do you get what I'm saying? All right? You should be known for being someone that has love. Hallelujah. So because it is character-based, right? One thing you need to know about character is that character takes time to form. Hallelujah. Are we together? Character takes time to form. Who you are today is not today it's manifested, or it's not today that it's in develops. It's maybe the past 16, if you're 16, it's the past 16 years. Do you understand what I'm saying? Character takes time to develop. And the same way it is for physical character, the same way it is for divine character. Divine nature also takes time to develop. Why? Because you need to go through the process of choosing to behave a particular way. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? So here in Hebrews 5 verse 11, it says, there is much more we would like to say about this, but it is difficult to explain, especially since you are spiritually dull and don't seem to listen. Now, one of the characteristics of people that are not growing is that they are spiritually dull. Hallelujah. Are we together? They are spiritually dull. Okay, their brain doesn't, their brain can't handle spiritual things. They can be bright in maths, but spiritually dull. Okay? And spiritual dullness is not, it's not like, I want to use some doxology or something like that. You know, it's not like you have to use big words to be spiritually. How far? I guess done. Okay. It's not like you have to use big words to be spiritually sound. You know, when I say spiritual dullness, you can be using all the words and you are spiritually dull. Are we together? You can use all the theological words. That's why I will advise you, don't be so given to deep words or to high-sounding words. Amen. Amen. Are we together? You have to stay with me. Oh. You have to stay with me. Don't sleep. Sit well. You have to stay with me. Amen. 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 It's training. Okay? It's training. Hallelujah. This is what I'm talking about. You have to train your mind to be present. Otherwise, it's entertainment. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have to train your mind. I'm talking normally, and that should be enough. Except what she has said, that you will not listen to the word of God until I heal 3 people. You understand? What was the last thing I was saying? Huh? Yeah. As you are saying, you know, you should not be given to his advice. Although I know, you know, it depends. You know, some people like big words, and there's nothing wrong. Meaning, some people are literary people like that. They like all these kind of things. So you can do it with good motive, but it's just advice. It's just advice. You know, although I believe you should listen to my advice. You know, please just make your understanding of scripture very simple. Okay? Please. You know. Just in fact, your Christianity, make your Christianity very simple. Are we together? Don't pray with prayer stick. Do you get my point? Just pray. Don't have one special stick that is the stick that I used to pray. You know, bah. You know, just simplify the thing, because before you know now, people will start watching. I remember when I was young, you know, this thing, it can mess up your mind. Some people believe now that if they can have Pastor Adeboye stick in their house, the thing will make them prosper. You know, the mind is very strange. You have to be careful. You know? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Because that's how people start selling fake water, that you need to buy this water. You drink this water 3 times a day. You know, that's how people start selling you fake things. So, Paul is saying here that the people are spiritually dull. I don't, let me try and explain it. It's not that they don't have, it's not like they are, these people can be neurosurgeons. You know, they can be professor in university. It's just that their heart and their mind is in such a place that the word of God is too distant from them, or is too simple for them. That's usually the problem. The word of God is usually too simple. Hallelujah. Eh? For instance, in this our simple engagements, some of the things that we talk about week in, week out, I've already told you the things that will make you a champion in life. It's just that they are simple things. You understand? So, it then goes here to verse 11. There is much more we would like to say about this, but it's difficult to explain, especially since you are spiritually dull and don't seem to listen. And one of the things about spiritually dull people is that spiritually dull people need lots of excitement because they are dull. Hallelujah. Are we together? Huh? And then spiritually dull people go to their own kind of teachers. This is what Paul was talking about when he said people will not endure sound doctrine. Hallelujah. Are we together? Huh? Go to that place, please. For they will not endure sound doctrine, and then they will gather teachers. It's in one of the Timothys. With itching ears. Hallelujah. Huh? Because they have itching ears. Their ears need tingling. If you don't say anything spectacular, he can't receive it. Hallelujah. Are you feeling what I'm saying? Look at this. For a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. Okay? Thing about teaching is that when it is sound and wholesome, it looks very, you know, for instance, when we start talking next week now, some of you ladies, you will see that you still have the spirit of wholeness in you. You are still whole. You know, that spirit is still on you. You know, it's not a very, I mean, H-O-E, or ho, that's the old word, you know, or O-S, I think that's the slang now, you know. Wholesome teaching is endured because it's not what you like. You know, you can't judge the truth of a word by whether you like it or not. Why? Because most likely when somebody tells you the thing that is wrong about you, it is natural that you will not like it at first. Do you understand? Yeah. So the Christian is, however, meant to be humble. Okay? When you are humble as a believer, your spirit will recognize that this is the word of God. No matter how hard it is, if you are a believer, no matter the rubbish, what I mean by that is, no matter, maybe even if somebody is insulting you, eh? If you're a child of God, even if, amen. Even if somebody is insulting you, in your anger, as you are angry like that, deep down in you, the Holy Spirit will tell you, hey, boy, you know that one that you said is actually true. But you know, you want to justify yourself. How can he talk to me like that? How can he talk to me like that? But the Holy Spirit will be telling you, you know that one that they said is true. You know? Do you guys understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So it takes humility to hear the word of God, because everybody wants to justify themselves. You know? Who wants to admit that they have problems? Nobody. You understand? So they will follow their own desire. So when that process of humility does not work, are you guys listening to what I'm saying? When that process of humility does not work, what's going to happen is that they will follow their own desires, and then they will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears wants to hear. This manifests in various ways. One of the ways it manifests is that you change church. Okay? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they will change church. You know, after they start making money, they will say that they need a new church. You know, nothing has happened. It's just that the guy has gotten tired of all these things we are talking about. Yeah, yeah. The world is very deceptive. I tell you the truth. The world is very deceptive. Huh? And your convictions need to be solid early. Esther, I listen to what I'm saying. Let me tell you something. There's nobody that cannot serve Satan. There's not one human being on earth. Even me. There's nobody that has outgrown Satan. There it is. The way to fight Satan is not to fight Satan, it's to stay with Jesus. You have to. You think you don't like girls because you have not seen some girls. There's some type of skin that you see. But there's skin and there's skin. You know. on top of skin is like milk. You just like, boy. Hallelujah. I need to show people that video next week. It's the type of guy that you will see, that your confession will change from I can't date an unbeliever to I will change it. Yeah. We thought you're speaking in tongues. Now you're speaking in tongues. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you don't have a solid root in Jesus, Satan will finish. Like, bro. You get. So they'll look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. All right, let's go back to Hebrews. So there is a time element of maturity. So verse 12. Let's start from verse 12. Verse 12. Can we read together? 1, 2, go. All right. So the writer of Hebrews here is saying that you guys have been believers for so long that you ought to be teaching others. So there is an expectation that, meaning this person that is writing to these people, he has an expectation that by now you shouldn't be where you are. Hallelujah. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes.
That by now you shouldn't be where you are. All right? Which is another thing that spiritual people do. They teach others. That's another issue. So, the nature of time is that, and this is something that we say, what time is? Time is just, you can see time in various ways. Time is the reason for time from God's perspective is to create, it's like school. Okay? That's like a very good way to understand it. The way God has structured your life is like school. He wants to take you to SS3, but it will start in JS1. After 3 months, Abby, you do second term, you do your thing, Sha. Then after 1 year, JS2, JS3, SS1, SS2, SS3, right? So in God's mind, time is just the process of taking you from JS1 to SS3. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Right? And God has his own time, but you determine how long it will be. Because God can say, okay, your JS1 is 5 years. Are we together? If you don't agree to, if you don't read your book and you fail exam, you have to do another 5 years. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right? However, these 5 years, it's not that you will not marry, you will marry. It's not about your, God is not a human being. You get my point, right? You will marry, you will have job, your life will be good, right? But as per the purposes of God, you will not be advancing in it. Are we together?
Yes,
huh? So that's the reason for time, is to create that space. All right? So every season of your life, right, there is a process. Can you say there is a process?
There is a process.
Yeah. Every season of your life, there is a process. You are currently in a season of life. Everybody is in one season or the other of life. And there is a process, okay? There's a process to develop character. There's a process to make you love. Hallelujah. Okay? We also looked at the fruit of the Spirit, right? Love, joy, peace, all those things. There's a process to develop those things in your mind. Do you understand? To the point that that is your natural state of thinking. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Now, when your mind thinks in that order, what it then means is that you are mature. Do you understand what I'm saying? In the same way, you won't judge a mature person by their ability to solve maths. You know, nobody judges maturity by ability to solve maths. You can solve maths and don't know how to wash your pants. Abina, you don't believe me. Don't talk to me now. Do you believe me? You cannot to solve maths and don't know how to tie your shoelace. You understand? Those are two different things. You get? There are many people that can solve maths that, okay, for instance, you can solve maths and don't know how to talk to girl.
Yes.
Are you? Amen. You can be number one in your class, and when it's time to talk to girl, you don't have to talk to woman. You know? Amen. So solving maths is your gift. Talking to woman is your maturity. You understand? Right? There are two Let me tell you now, you can, some of you guys in this church are speaking in tongues. You can't talk to women. You are not growing. Talk to a woman. Talk to your fellow church girl. Go and tell her. We have rehearsal by 10 o'clock. Some of you guys, you can't see it. You are not growing. Hallelujah. But you'll be seeing vision, though. Your vision will not stop. The Holy Spirit will still be telling you, do this, do that. You know. Hallelujah. And everybody is silent now. So what is that process? You know, what's that process? So I think we started looking at it last week, but now I want us to sort of deep dive into it. And then we'll close. Please, I want to beg you guys, please bring your female friends. We need to look at that thing. You need that knowledge. You need that knowledge. All right. So what is that process? There are three main are you okay, Balaji? You're sleeping. Your tummy is spinning. You're tired. Kata. Okay. So you don't want to sit down. You can sit at the back. Or is it the AC? So there are three sort of like main processes, right? That develop us in maturity. Now the first is the word of God, okay? The process of the word of God. You see, the word of God is first information. Hallelujah. And I mean information in a very in a literal way, okay? The way you are, you need information first, meaning you need to hear something first. Okay? Now, when you hear that thing, it kickstarts a process. Please listen to what I'm saying. Are we together? I want to tell you the difference between some people and others. Okay? In fact, I have to say this, that especially as someone that's teaches, I've been teaching for maybe 3 years now, consistently. And, I've seen the impact it has on people. It has, and it doesn't have equal impact. Hallelujah. I would say that it doesn't have equal impact. There are various levels of, just like normal exam, there's A, B, C, D. Same way too, it has various levels of impact on people. And the highest level of impact is very few. Very few people. And it's just about how they receive the word of God. Okay? God's will, I listen to what I'm saying. Okay, that's the only difference. It's not like some people are better than others. Or no, it's not that. You know, it's just how people receive. People don't receive the word of God the same way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Should we go to Matthew 12? I think it's Matthew 12 that we have the parable of the sower. I think so. Matthew 12. Is it? Okay, 13. Thank you. Matthew 13. All right, let's start from verse 3. He told many stories in the form of parables, such as this one. Listen. Now, this Ilaya weekend is a very exciting weekend for many. He told many stories in the form of parables, such as this one. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seeds. As he scattered them across his fields, some seeds fell on a footpath and the birds came and ate them. Other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow. But the plants soon wilted under the hot sun. And since they didn't have deep roots, they died. Other seeds fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants. Still, other seeds fell on a fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much. Yeah, too fast. As much as had been planted. Verse 9. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Okay? His disciples came and asked him, "Why do you use parables when you talk to the people?" He replied, "You are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but others are not. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given, and they will have an abundance of knowledge. But for those who are not listening, what little understanding they have will be taken away from them." Now, I should just say this in passing. It's important though. But the disciples came to him and asked Jesus and said, why is it that you talk to people in parables? And Jesus' response was that it is not to them. The mysteries of the kingdom have not been given to them, but to you it is given. In other words, one thing I want you to all, are we together?
Yes,
one thing I want you to all understand is that Jesus Christ is the simplification of God. Okay? Jesus Christ. What Jesus Christ represents is the revealing of God. God is no longer a mystery. Why? Because Jesus Christ exists. Okay? So, in Christ, you cannot say you don't understand God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not saying you can't have questions. I'm not saying you can't understand topics. That's not what I'm saying. You can say something in the Bible that, okay, what does this mean? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that at a core level, you need to understand, you need to have this understanding when you read the Bible. At a core level, the will of God can't be far from you. Meaning, as a human being, you can't stand up and say, "I don't know what God wants me to do." It's a wrong statement. Do you understand what I'm saying? I can prove it to you now. It's just that I don't like all these kind of things. I can say, take 2 minutes, just be silent. The Holy Spirit will tell you something that you are not doing. That you should do. Should we try it? Should we try it?
Yes.
Should we try it?
Yes.
All right. Everybody, stand up. You know, I want you to stand. I want you to be serious. I don't want you to be joking with it. Okay? When you want to hear God, you have to you have to be ready to hear him. So you need to have, you have to have proof that you want to hear him. So you need to have biro and paper, meaning you're waiting for God to tell you something and you write it down. So get biro, get paper. If you have phone, bring out your phone, you will type it. Just get something that you would, that you type it in. Let me know when you're ready. Are you ready? Let me know when you're ready now. It's only Digi that is ready. Huh? Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So I want you to don't stress your mind. Okay? Just make your mind blank. Okay? I'm the one that will pray. Okay? And all I'll do is that I'll just ask the Holy Spirit to remind you of something that is important to God. Okay? Did you hear me? I'll ask the Holy Spirit to remind you of something that is important to God, that perhaps you have neglected, or perhaps you know, but you just need to reinforce an action, a thing, you know, that you are meant to be doing, a posture you're meant to have, maybe a mindset you're meant to have. Okay? And all I would require of you is to just be silent. Okay? You can close your eyes. Close your eyes so that you won't be distracted. Okay? Just close your eyes and be silent. Okay? I'll let you know when to stop. Okay? Don't close your eye yet. Don't close your eyes. Look at me. I'll tell you when to start. Okay? And just close your eye. Just be okay. You understand? Don't stress yourself. Don't do anything. When the right thought comes, you will know. You yourself, you will know. Okay? Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? Okay, so what did I say? Huh? Just let your mind be blank. A thought is one thought from somewhere will just enter. And you will know, immediately we know that this is something that is important to God. Hallelujah. All right. So close your eyes. Let me pray. Holy Spirit, I ask that you silently speak to your children. Bring to remembrance anything that they might have forgotten. Anything that you would like them to remember. Father, I ask that you have mercy and bring to remembrance what they should be doing, what is important to you, and how they can be better children of God. In the name of Jesus. If you know you have something, you can write it. Like I said, you will know. It won't be stressing you. You will just have an eternal knowing. So if you think you have something, you can write it. If not, just wait. If your mind is getting distracted, don't worry. Just be bringing your mind back. Eventually, you would know. For in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, sit down. All right, how many of you had a thought of what you should? How many of you? If you did, raise your hand. Raise it one, now, raise it one. You're not raising your hand, but raise it one. Are you raising your hand? Okay. If you didn't, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If you didn't raise it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. We'll do it again. So where you are, just sit down. Okay, just sit down where you are. And we'll do it again. All right. So just close your eyes. Holy Spirit, I ask for those who have not yet received your simple instruction that you breathe on them. Now, let that simple thought, let that simple instruction, let it come to them Have mercy, O Lord, and remind them. Remind them, O Lord, simply of things that they might have forgotten, of things that are important, in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Amen. All right. So out of the six or seven of you, is there anyone that still hasn't? Anyone? Raise your hand. Don't be... Is there anyone that still doesn't have any thoughts? So you do. You do raise your hand. Aisha. You did raise up your hand. Who are the people that raised up their hand initially? The six or seven people. Huh? People are confusing me. Shall we, some people said that they didn't get... Now, who are those people? Okay, so out of all of you, is there anyone that still doesn't have anything? Duty. So everybody, are you... Who has raised their hand? Did you raise your hand? Who has raised their hand? All the people that raised their hand before, please raise your hand again. I need to be sure. So are you good now? Bolaji, are you good now? All right. Cool. So you will notice that it is very simple. Now, the thought that came to you is very simple. It's just something that it is... Are we together? Yeah. It is not something that, you see, when you're working with God, you're not meant to be doing plenty things. For instance, you might be looking at yourself and think that you have 15 inadequacies. Okay? But God is different. God can look at you and God might say, you know what, for now, I just want you to be honest. You lie too much. Okay, that's all me I'm looking at. As long as you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, I love you, I'm good, but you lie too much. Just be focusing on this thing. If you focus on this thing, you will grow, and then you move into the next season of your life. Do you understand? Do you all understand what I'm saying? Right? Now, when you hear the preaching of God's word, when you read your Bible, John was talking about a holy unction that is in you. You have the Holy Spirit in you. My voice is meant to resonate with the voice inside you. Hallelujah. Are we together? That voice inside you is called out when you hear the word of God. When you hear the word of God, when you read the scripture. Do you understand? It's simple. It's follow come. There's no stress. You don't even need to speak in tongues too much. You just need to be. The problem is that many people, our minds are not even in what we are doing at all. Meaning, we can't get to a point of soberness to just be operating sober on earth. If it's not stimulation, you are lost. Do you understand what I just said? Meaning, if you are not being stimulated, okay? This is the problem of technology. Technology is always stimulating you. Your phones, everything is always stimulating you. So you can't hear God because it's almost like, it's not that God is far, it's that your heart is far. But once you are just sober, once you can just calm down, you will naturally flow with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You just need to calm down. You don't even need to. That's why sometimes don't pray. If, for instance, now your hour rent is due tomorrow and your heart is beating, don't pray. Go and sleep. Calm down. Go and eat. Go and drink something. You understand? Let the whole world be scattering around you. Just be calm down. Just calm down. In that state, God can reach you. Hallelujah. Are we together? All right. So, you simply need to hear the word of God and do the word of God. Meaning, The voice that is inside, I'm not saying anything spooky. Just do the word of God. You understand? Anything in your heart that you know you should do, be doing it. If you should apologize to somebody, be up, go and apologize. Okay? If you should say, I'm sorry, my head was not correct. That yesterday, my head was not correct. Go and say, I'm sorry. Don't chase crazy people online. The Holy Spirit does not talk like online people. Online people are crazy people. Are we together? Yeah. Those of you that are watching strange people online. Yeah. The Holy Spirit, the one me I know, he tells people to go and wash plates. Are we together? Yeah. Washing plates is weighty. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. Cleaning your shoe is weighty. That all of a sudden you just start seeing your shoe and then your heart will just start, that shoe is dirty. That shoe, go on. Go and clean your slippers. That boxers is witty. Amen. If you leave that thing and say you want to see angel, that's why you'll be running mad. Are we together? So nobody has problem. There's no low person here. You understand? There's no low person here. Huh? Just do what they are saying you should do. And when you read your Bible, and when you hear the word of God, until you have like action plan, I mean, okay, this is what I'm hearing now. This is what I'm going to be doing. Okay? So, from this thing I'm hearing, these are the changes I'm going to make. Are we together? Eh? Then you start doing it. You start doing it. The day you fail, you will repent. You say, God, I'm sorry. I failed. I will try again. Yes, son. That's how you grow. Why? Because you are developing the character of consistency. That's consistency in doing good. Doing good when you don't feel like it. Doing good when the environment is not conducive for the doing of the good. Okay? That's growth. You understand? These are the convictions. To you, it's just a normal thing you are doing, but the Holy Spirit is using it to work on your inside. That's how when you then grow, you will then see them enjoying in party. There's nothing there. That's how those things form. It doesn't form by crying in church. If there's anybody here that likes boys, the boys will not stop by you crying in church. You understand? That thing that is attracting you to top boys, the Holy Spirit can link that thing to cooking food. Yeah. Meaning, you'll be nudging you, go and cook food. I don't want to cook, I'm tired. Go and cook food. Until you obey the Holy Spirit, when he's fixing you, based on that obedience, he will fix you to the point that boys will just look like, hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes.
I'm telling you practical way we grow. What happens is that many people will ignore those things. They will just come to church. No, I love you. I'll be crying. You understand? Hallelujah. So the first is the word of God. The word of God is practical. Tell your neighbor, the word of God is practical. Fundamentally practical. It is not my... You know, that's why, for instance, people that don't know this thing, some might think that the first thing to do is to give people doctrinal. The first thing to do is to build faith. I know what faith is. I know what faith is not. You can have demonology, knowledge, and everything, and you're still a crook. But you know the things in the world. Are we together? Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to... Yes, it is Matthew 13. So, where do we stop? All right. So those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given, and they will have an abundance of knowledge. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them. That is why I use these parables. For they look, but they don't really see. They hear, but they don't really listen or understand. Huh? Some people can be sitting in front row and they are not understanding anything, even though they are nodding head. They can be writing notes, Ev. Not stop writing notes. I'm not saying you should stop writing. You know, they can be writing notes, but they are not understanding. As are human beings. Our human beings are deceptive in nature. This fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah that says, when you hear what I say, you will not understand. When you see what I do, you will not comprehend. For the hearts of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear. So the reason why they cannot hear is that their hearts are hardened. Hallelujah. Are we together? So hearing God is not about ears, about hearts. Are we together? The exercise we just did now, you need to ask yourself a question. Why is it that this thing, you know, some of you think I did magic. I didn't do any magic. I just asked the Holy Spirit to bring what is already in your heart, to bring it up again. Are we together? Huh? It has been there before, but you have suppressed it. Why? Hardened heart. Okay? They are not saying God is not speaking to me. God, speak to me. God, speak to me. No. God has already been speaking to you. Everybody is hearing God. You understand? Everybody is hearing God. Even the trees are hearing God. Stone is, everybody is hearing. God is not, nobody is not communicating with God. It's impossible. If you understand the way the world is, it is impossible. Every living thing is sourcing from God. Are we together? Water, mountain, every living thing is sourcing its life. So everybody is receiving information from God. You understand? Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Talk like a Christian that has Holy Spirit inside. You understand? My point is hardened heart. So their eyes cannot see and their ears cannot hear. And their hearts cannot understand. And they cannot turn to me and let me heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. I tell you the truth. Many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but they didn't see it. And they long to hear what you hear, but they didn't hear it. Now listen to the explanation of the parable about the farmer planting seed. The seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message about the kingdom and don't understand it. So there is a first set of people, whenever the seed of the kingdom is sown, meaning whenever the information, are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are you tired?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, we'll soon end. Like 10 minutes, we'll end. The first set of people that Jesus is talking about here are people that hear, but they don't understand. And what happens is that immediately the evil one comes and snatches away the seed that was planted in their hearts. How this happens practically is that they become distracted. Okay? So when you hear the word of God and your mind is not there, or maybe you're just, you know, like I'm telling you, let your mind be here. You know, what will just happen is that this evening, by the time some of you go and watch Champions League final, everything will just go. You know? Everything will just go. Satan is an expert at that thing. You know, he will just come and will just snatch it away. Okay? That's why you have to be, for instance, you have to be a kind of Christian that's... Anyway, you get my point. You get my point. Okay? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
You also have to be the kind of person that goes back to hear again. This one is a natural human tendency. You are naturally, are you sleeping? You are naturally forgetful, all of us. Okay? So you always have to go back to hear again. That's why throughout your Christian life, it's only 66 books you are going to be reading. You understand, right? God is not going to expand it. What I mean is 66 books of the Bible. You know, that's what I mean. As regards Jesus Christ, it's only the 66 books of the Bible. You won't expand it. You won't say, you know, it's boring now. You'll be reading the same books over and over and over again. You know, I've been a Christian for, I'm older, I've been a Christian for over 18 years. That's older than most of you here. You know, you can imagine, it's very, you know, every time I read Acts, I know the story. You know, by the time I get to chapter 21, okay, now we think what happened next with this. You know, I know the thing. Are we together? Huh? But the beauty of it is that if your heart is good, it won't be boring. It'll always be refreshing every time. But essentially, the point is that you have to be the kind of person that can hear the same thing over and over again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Sit up. Sit up. You have to endure. You see, when it's time for word, it's battle. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. Yeah? It's battle. This is how you fight Satan. Don't joke with the word. That's the only way to fight Satan. That's the only way. You don't fight Satan with prayer. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Any prayer that is not based on word, they'll just be playing with you. They'll just be playing with you. That's why even when you are casting out devils, when you start casting out devils, you have to not like drama. If you like drama, demons will play with you. You understand? If you like, leave now. They'll just be playing with you. They won't go, but they'll just be there. I said go. You know? If what's in your heart is that I battle this demon, they will just play with you. And after the 2 hours, the person will not calm down. You will not think the demon has gone. The demon is still there. Are we together? So you need Bible. So then the evil one comes and snatches away the seed that was planted in their hearts. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message immediately and receive it with joy. Okay? So those are the people that will shout, "Woo! Powerful word." You know, that your preaching was powerful. Hallelujah. Huh? That your preaching was powerful. And I'll be teaching you things. What's the word that prophecy is not the word that you scream about. It's the word that you decide to do. You understand? It's not powerful preacher that grows people. You understand? There's nothing in powerful preaching. In fact, it's one of the most, when I get to, I need to ask God, why did you give us grace to preach powerfully? It means nothing. It can mean nothing. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. You can be preaching powerfully and nobody is changing. If human being does not want to change, you will not change. Are we together? If human being wants to change, you can be the one teaching us and everybody will be weeping. Oh God, I'm sorry. It's the human heart that determines whether they will change or not. So there are people that will hear the word of God and jump up. Yeah? But since they don't have roots, they don't last long. You know? They fall away as soon as they have problems. Can we say that together? Yeah. They fall away as soon as they have problems. You know? So the moment there's no food in their house, they'll start thinking of who they can sleep with. Hallelujah. Are we together?
Yes.
The moment they, you know, some people, even down to the moment their phone should crack, they'll start crying, God, you don't love me again. You know? Or are persecuted for believing God's word. Okay? Now, let's go to the next one. Let's go back. So, one of the major processes through which, it's because it's NLT. KJV said when persecution arose because of the word. Are we together?
Yes.
Are we together? You see, one of the major process of growth is challenge. Okay? Are we together? Are we together? Going through challenging situations. Everybody on earth will go through challenging situations. There are two reasons. The first reason is that the world is falling. The world is not operating in the original intent of God. Hallelujah. Are we together? The world is not operating in the original intent of God. So there will always be, the world will never be fair. It's just like now, everywhere in Ojudo has light, my area does not have light for like 3 days now. And it's not fair. You know, I didn't do anything. I'm a good person. You understand? I'm a servant of God, but it's like that one doesn't affect Nepal problem. Do you know what I'm saying? Right? The world is not fair. It's the nature of the world. You know, things will just happen that are not fair. You understand? One day somebody will just splash you water. You know? Maybe you woke up that day, you are angry, your parents have given you wahala, you are walking on the road. Then I remember one day I was going to work when we were living at Alabule then. You know, proper iron clothes or something, you know, there was water. You know, this, you know, back in the days, before they did that bridge, when rain is falling like this, it's boats you have to use to pass, you know, before they did that bridge, you know. So I was going to work that day. I tried my best that no sand would stain me or this thing. I went through, I don't know how I did that thing, but you know, I was so careful, like, as I was on the boat, I was like, let nothing stain my clothes. Then as we just came out, one Okada man, he just did his leg like this, just, brah, you know, scattered my whole, you know? I just, oh boy, what can we do? You understand? It's the nature of the world. Okay, things will hit you that you didn't expect. Are we together?
Yes.
Stop complaining. Go for victory. What is victory? Victory fundamentally is not responding the way the world wants you to respond. Are we together?
Yes.
But responding the way God will have you respond. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? So we're all in challenging situations. Right? Some of us did jump, we didn't pass. Okay, it's a challenging situation. Hallelujah. Right? And then there can be pressure in your house. Your parents can be like, oh, how are you? You don't have sense. You don't have sense. You know, it's pressure. You understand what I'm saying? All right? You want to go to school, your parents don't have money. I mean, it's pressure, right? People are doing as if I'm not saying sensible things, you know? You can have pressure. You can have pressure, okay? But you have to be somebody that has roots, meaning you have to be someone that goes back to the Word of God. And then your objective is to fundamentally behave how God will have you behave, not how your emotions are trying to tell you to behave. Do we understand what I'm saying? Exam is pressure. Abina? Exam is pressure, you know, but then you have to have victory over those things. Now, when you have victory over this one. This one comes, you have victory. This one comes, you have victory. Now, or let me go a little step back. The way you will see the manifestation of God in your life is when you behave contrary to the world. Okay? So, in your life, you will experience supernatural goodness of God. You will. Everybody will. You know, I mean, things will just happen. That it will be clear that God is the one involved. But the way to spark that thing, right, is to behave contrary to how you want to behave. You have to understand, what does God want me to do in this period? At times it's prayer, at times it's not prayer. Do you understand what I'm saying? Huh? At times it's not prayer, at times it's a posture of heart, it's a posture of humility. Maybe you have to have a posture of humility with your parents, you know. Do you get what I'm saying? Right? At times is you have to be joyful while you are going through the hunger. Do you understand? Are we together?
Yes,
sir. I'm telling you real life, except you want me to be lying to you. I'm telling you real life. Some of us will be hungry. The hunger shouldn't be too much. You know, please, the hunger shouldn't be too much. If you know you are not eating once a day, send text message. Please, send me money. You know. But some of us can go through hunger, meaning your family is in a financial place where you guys can't eat all the time. Or you guys is gari that you guys are eating. Do you understand what I'm saying, right? You have to go through that thing. Instead of frowning, now your natural senses will want you to frown, to complain. Say, daddy, you are a failure. You might not say it out of your mouth, but you can think it in your mind. You know, you people serve. I don't know why people brought me into this world. Why did you people have sex? You know, why, you know, your mind can go that far. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I correct in what I'm saying? But then you have to go through that challenging process. There's nothing you can do. You understand? Don't tell God to take it away. No. God won't take it away. Are we together? Because it's not a it's a bad thing, but God is going to use it to grow you. Are we together?
Yes,
sir. God didn't bring it. It's the world that brought it. Or it's the people, the human beings that decided to do rubbish. That's why it is there. But God is going to use it to grow you. God is going to use that challenge to grow you. Okay? So, it's not just, don't just put your head in the sand. You understand? No, it is a real thing. Okay? So go through it with joy. If the posture is that I need to remain joyful, then remain joyful. That is character development. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is character development. That is you choosing, learning how to live above your emotions. Spiritual maturity is just being led by your emotions. You get that's what it is. You being led by your emotions. That's one of the major features of spiritual immaturity. So you learn how to do the right thing, especially when you don't feel like it. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right? You do the right thing. Okay? Now this is outside of challenging situations. Anything you know that is the right thing to do, do it without expecting thank you. Okay? Don't expect thank you. Do it. Learn how to do things not to receive validation from people, but to receive validation from God. Okay? Human beings won't always tell you thank you. Human beings won't always acknowledge you. You can be the best child in the world, and you are the one that your parents will be saying is the black sheep. It's possible. You understand? It's possible. I remember one time I was walking on the road before I got born again. So I was walking on the road with one of my friends. The friend is the bad friend, though. Me, I'm the good friend that the bad friend is corrupting. But anytime people see her, they think I'm the one corrupting the bad friend. This guy is the bad person, though. It's just that he has childish face. You know, some older people, once they have childish face, and then your parents are rich, you are good. There's nothing, you know, it's money people worship. So once your parents are rich, just like how I was watching the one video, one billionaire's son, they are doing Muslim call to prayer. The guy can't do the thing well. And they were saying, wow, wow. You know, people like rich, most money enters. Look at this call to prayer that he was doing it. You know what you do? I think his heart wasn't balanced. So you do like it. You know, he wasn't. It's clear that the guy was not really trained on their call to prayer, this thing. But people just ignored it, you know. Because of money. That's what money can do. You understand? So. So you can be wrongly accused, yet, you know. And even when you are good, not everybody might see you're good. You understand? You can wash all the plates in the house and somebody will enter the house and say you didn't do anything. It is God. God is training you. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes,
this thing I'm seeing is maturity. This thing I'm seeing is what made Jesus Jesus. Jesus is not Jesus. When God said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I well pleased," what was he doing? Have you thought about it? What was he doing? Was he doing ministry yet? No. What was he doing? Was it carpentry work, house runs? He was the firstborn. What do firstborn do? Take care of their children. Take care of the other children in the house. He would do carpenter with Joseph. Joseph trained him to be a carpenter. So after they do the carpenter work, he would deliver the job. You understand what I'm saying, right? He was living in a normal life setting. That's what created the character that everybody started seeing. You understand? When there was no wedding, when there was no wine in Cana, the mother went to say he will help you. Why? Because he used to help people in the house before. Do you understand? Do you know what I'm referring to?
Yes.
At the wedding in Cana, the Mary said, he will help you. Just follow what is in. Why? Because she knows him. You understand? Maybe in the house, there's no salt in the house. He has to provide the salt from somewhere. Yeah, so he just said, he will help you. Don't worry. Is the solution provider. Do you know what I'm saying? So it is that normal life setting that creates the spirituality. Hallelujah. Why a failure as a Christian if you are failing in your house and failing with your parents? Why a failure? Nothing is happening. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? That's where God is working, and that's why it's tough. You know, it's, you know, don't worry, I'm your age, I'm not that old. You know, it's tough. I know it's tough. You understand? That's the real working of God. That's the real death. You understand? That's where the Holy Spirit really wants to work. If you can allow the Holy Spirit working, you are home. You are going to be a champion. Hallelujah. Did you hear the last thing I said? What was the last thing I said? Yeah. You will have defeated Satan. You understand? It's linked to many things. It's linked to many things. If you can, please, those of you that are from, go and listen to the Messiah's love, what we spoke about. Those things are very profound. Very, very profound. I can't believe that that level of wisdom came out from this spirit. I will not say my own. All right. Let us pray. So I want you to pray. Very quick prayer, but I want you to put your heart in it. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Very quick prayer, but I want you to put your heart in it. I want you to tell God that you are not going to run away from his process. It's that simple. I want you to tell God that you accept his process and that you are not going to run away from it. So you are deciding, you know, you are deciding that you are going to follow his process for growth, whatever that will mean. So whatever challenge you come your way, whatever he's going to do, you know, you're going to accept. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. All right. So we'll see next week. Please, so we will start with the daughters of Zion. Can we clap? So I want you to...